Oh, yes. Hi, everyone. This is Will.
Gavin from Harlem.
This is Alex.
Welcome back to another episode of They Mostly Come Out at Night.
Mostly?
Mostly? You know, guy from Harlem.
Yeah.
The guy from Harlem.
You know, sometimes you watch a movie. Guy from Harlem.
Guy from Harlem.
Did you know the name of the movie is Guy from Harlem?
Guy from Harlem.
The guy from Harlem.
To be fair, he is a guy, and he is from Harlem, presumably.
We have at least three lines.
Yes.
That pretty much say just that.
Yes.
He is
a man, and he is from Harlem. Not so, just any man, though. He's the guy from Harlem.
The guy.
He is the guy from Harlem. If you go to Harlem, he's the guy you want to know from Harlem.
Or if you go to Miami, you get him because he is the guy from Harlem.
Now, I don't get why he's the guy from Harlem or why that's important.
It is.
Because it's set in Miami, and literally Harlem has nothing to fucking do with this movie.
They couldn't call it the guy from Miami because that's not blaxploitation enough.
What about the detective from Miami?
It should be called the guy who gives no fucks.
The black detective from Miami that fucks every girl he meets. That's what they should have called it.
That's the movie.
That is the movie.
That's essentially... I mean,
we're done. Sorry. Episode over.
Yeah, sorry. We just explained the whole movie.
Yep.
It's the guy who gives no fucks.
There's not much to unpack here, to be honest. I mean, there's a lot to unpack, but like the plot-wise, there's not a lot to unpack. Because it's literally just about a detective solving various...
It's like a video game.
Yeah, he's solving two...
Two side quests.
Two side quests. Not the main quest, because I don't know what the main quest would be.
The main quest is his search for a woman.
And he found one.
A forever woman.
He found one in the end.
He does. Because before this, he just has, like, side chicks who he, you know, uses their apartments.
Yeah, which is hilarious. Now, I will admit, this movie is wrong in every single way.
But yes.
It is hilarious, and I enjoyed the hell out of watching it before we start.
This movie has, like, the cinematography and look of a cheap porno.
Like, the cheapest of pornos. Like a backlot porno that you would buy for, like, a dollar.
There are so many scenes of a guy and a woman sitting on a dirty couch.
Yes.
That it's just, like...
It is ridiculous.
You know what's coming. Some fucking...
Oh, yeah.
They're waiting to spring it on you. But no, it's not a porno. It's a fucking movie.
But... Oddly enough, no sex scenes, which is weird. It's filmed like a low-grade porno, but we don't get any sex scenes.
No. You get one, like, shower scene, but all the sex scenes, the women are wearing, like, fucking Mormon underwear.
Like, 90s.
Like
full-gown 90s.
Like, the kind that grandma would wear.
Yeah, like a muumuu, almost.
Like, the normal outdoor clothing they wear is more revealing than the fucking 90s they put on for sex.
That's great. And I love every time they put on the 90s. He's always like, yeah, that's sexy.
But our guy is
sexy
like...
Sexy as fuck.
He's like getting fully undressed and they're just like in their 90s. And he's like, oh yeah, that's good. That's fucking good.
I mean, we'll get to those scenes, which are hilarious.
His dick energy is so strong, Will, that it fucks with the sound.
Yeah. It gives interference.
The microphone.
His fucking antenna dick just makes fucking, like, just the microphone just go meow.
The cheap ass Radio Shack microphones they bought couldn't handle it.
They couldn't handle his fucking dick. His antenna dick.
Just fucking, as soon as he just, like, takes off, he's about to take off his pants, the fucking sound just.
Glad they weren't listening to the radio. It would have been like garbled, like. It's like, sorry, let me turn off the radio.
Sorry.
My antenna dick is just making some
interference.
Sorry, you can't
hear it. I'll put my dick back in my pants.
Ah, that's much clearer. Thank you.
I'll put my massive schlong.
You have to like adjust it to like be like, oh, just a sec, I got reception. There it is.
Gotta fix the signal.
All right, babe, there we go. Let's do this.
All right, you're in your fucking Mormon 90s. Let's go.
Turning me on with those Mormon nighties. You're fully covered head to toe in just this white, ugly, like frumpy dress. You're looking so hot right now.
It's so sexy.
Oh man, I need to fuck you.
Oh god.
I love those frumpy dresses where you can't like make out a single feature.
Honey, why does this bed smell kind of weird? Oh, don't worry about it. It's totally clean. Nothing's been had on this bed. I didn't just fuck another woman in the same nighties.
I just make your fucking room a fucking safe house and fuck every single person I bring here. It's fine.
In the same nighties.
It's fine, and I barely even... I don't even tell you when I'm coming over. I just fucking do it.
He just does it. Because he's a private dick.
But we got to get into it now because I feel like people are confused now. They have no idea
why this happens.
What the fuck we're talking about.
I get it. I'm confused too.
I would be confused too. So let's explain it to you guys.
Let's give it to him.
All right.
So like any professional movie, you want to start off with a man and a woman on a dirty couch.
Yeah. The girl's tied up and the guy is like looking at her boobs.
No. He goes over and starts reaching down her, like...
Oh, that's right, yeah.
...hastily tied-up shirt thing. It's not a shirt, it's like a rag. It's just, like, barely covering her chest. And he starts reaching down
it. He, like, starts groping her, and she's like, what the fuck?
And he's just like, hey, calm down, calm down. Like...
yeah, hey.
It's okay, calm down.
Just calm down, you know? Like, just, you know, just take it easy, you know? It'll be fine.
We just gotta wait here until, you know... Until the thing happens.
Until, you know, Big Daddy, you know.
So while we're here, we should get to know each other.
I mean, I'm just going to be polite and just say I was going to grope you, you know.
He also says,
I mean, I'll only attempt to rape you 3 times in this movie, but, you know.
It's a different guy.
Oh, is it the
guy in the beginning? He gets, they like, I guess they swap.
They switch, okay, that's right.
They swap. All right,
another guy's just going to attempt to rape you 3 times. But,
you know, the fucking surfer dude is going to try to fuck you.
I mean, he won't succeed any
time. He'll also tell you to eat shit.
Yeah.
A lot.
And then you'll have a diss-off, a roasting.
A roasting session.
A roasting competition between the two of you. But hey, let's get to know each other better.
Can I just also mention that he says to her, like, we're going to bring a friend. It's going to be another one of, like... Because she's black, so he says, like, it's going to be another black woman.
Yeah.
Which never happens, and I don't know what the fucking point of that
was.
Were
they presuming that they were going to kidnap the African princess?
That's fucking hilarious.
Is that what they were trying to...
I think that is.
Wow.
That is fucking hilarious.
Piecing that together, they fail horribly.
But why?
I don't know.
Were they going to hold 2 black women hostage for no fucking reason?
You know why? Because they needed a 40-minute subplot that had nothing to do with the actual plot.
But this
plot.
Is fine, because our man has to get action. So after this scene of him, like, threatening her a bit and her, like, kind of fighting him off...
We get the most unreadable credits I've ever seen in my entire life.
White on white.
So they literally have our main guy, the guy from Harlem... driving down the street.
To the theme song, which is Guy from Harlem.
And we get, like, the title credits and, like, so, like, you can read the stuff that's, like, in his, like, over his head and then...
You know why?
Kind of in his car because he's, you know...
You know why? Because the credits are white font.
And
guess
what? Outside is white.
Because it's daytime and the film print is shit. So it's just white on white.
So you can literally read, like, everything that's over him and over the dark spots on the
like
thing.
They'll cut to,
but
like, a shot
every
where...
single, like, shot where it's on white is just unreadable.
Yeah, they'll occasionally cut to, like, more of an interior of the car, and then you can read it. But still, we get the full fucking credits. Slowly.
White on white.
Slowly.
We get every single credit. This is the only movie I've seen that does, like, the scrolling, like, end credits at the beginning.
But they pasted it onto the beginning
they
of the movie.
They did, like, there's, like, the key grips. There's, like,
no.
The... Yeah, there's, like, everything. It's, like,
it's
a
everything,
full cast and crew.
But there's no key grip.
Well, no.
You know why? Because
they don't need a key grip, okay?
Did you see how fucking tiny the crew for this shit was?
Yes. But who shows the cast and crew in the fucking opening credits?
People who don't, for some reason, have an end credits. And
it just says the end and then
ends. You know why? Because we needed a scene of our guy driving to his office.
Yes.
To the theme song.
Guy from Harlem.
Guy from Harlem.
Guy from Harlem. He's a mean, clean, fighting machine. Guy from Harlem.
And he goes to his office.
So now he's at his office, and we see his secretary, and they chat a little bit. It's kind of like they're trying to play on, like, almost... I feel like they're almost trying to play on, like, the whole, like, James Bond Moneypenny thing, where there's, like, sexual tension, but, like, you know...
But to be fair, Will, there is sexual tension with our man...
And everyone?
And every single woman...
Yes, I know.
Imaginable.
Yes.
So he's just like that.
So, they're talking about, like, how someone called, I guess, McCloud.
From the CIA.
Yeah, it's from the CIA. McCloud called. Now, I don't know.
The CIA does phone
calls. McCloud has nothing to do with this movie after 40
minutes. McCloud hires him for the fucking African princess job.
So, McCloud arrives after a while, and they talk about the subplot, the side quest he's going to go on.
So he goes to the fucking... yeah, he goes there and he introduces McCloud to his secretary, saying, like, yeah, this guy, you know, he took care of me. And he's like, yeah, well, you can always trust our guy because he is the guy from Harlem.
Yep.
They name drop it.
They name drop like 5 times in this scene.
Yeah, they'll.
Because they always like say like, oh, yeah, because he's the guy from Harlem.
Well, not this scene, but they do name drop it later when like our fucking character name drops it. Yeah. Like, I'm the guy from Harlem.
So they talk a little bit, and I love this scene because we were even talking about this last episode, where it's like, you have that, I can't remember what they call the, like, where it's like, over the shoulder.
The 180 rule?
The 180 rule, yeah, where it's like.
So here's how this, let's just set it up, like.
We set it up last time, and we'll set it up again for you.
So, here's what it is. You have two people sitting at, like, a table across from each other, right? Just yes. 180. Like, you look straight. There's another guy in front of you, okay? You look fucking straight.
You look at the guy.
Here's what they do. When the guy across from our main character is talking, it's fine. He's looking right at him. He's talking right at him. It's fine. But when it goes to the reverse shot of our main character talking to the guy across from him, for some reason, the
fucking window.
Our main character is looking to, like, the right. Like, not and not just the right, but, like, to his right and up.
Yeah, it's weird. I wonder if he was reading lines. Like, maybe they had, like, cue cards?
But wouldn't you still, like, take a look at the guy you're talking to?
No. He doesn't break eye contact to whatever he's fucking looking at.
I guess.
In the window. I don't get it, but eventually he does finally look at the guy.
Well, eventually they probably... You know what? They probably, someone on set...
Probably mentioned the fact that he's not looking at the
like,
guy?
They probably told, like, the director, like, he's not looking at the fucking character. And he's like, oh, shit.
All right. Well, we're not going to re-record any of that sequence.
We can't
re-shoot
it.
So we're
going
to keep that in. But
dude,
look at the guy.
Just look at the guy in front of you. Don't look at the window.
So after he finally makes eye contact, McCloud starts talking about how there's an African... diplomat.
An African, like, something
like
diplomat.
A prince or something.
And his wife is
And his
coming.
Wife is in town and needs protection because she needs to stay in town while her husband takes care of things.
And by the way, he mentions that she is cute.
Yeah, and like, the guy from Harlem's like, you know what question I'm going to ask next. And like, is one she? Of the guys is like, yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, she's cute.
So don't get any ideas. She
don't
is
get any
cute,
ideas.
Though.
And she is a married woman.
But she is cute, though.
But she cute, though.
But, like, she mentioned, like, that she's cute multiple times.
Yeah, and he's like, okay, I'll do it.
He's like, yeah, I'll because... do it. And do her. I mean, I won't do her. It's, you know, like, sorry. That came out. That slipped out.
Apparently, you know, there's no one better to guard some diplomat's wife. Than a fucking private detective?
Yeah.
One private detective.
One.
So
that
he's
has a
like
tiny pea shooter pistol.
And then he tells him, like, okay, here's what I'm gonna do. Like, we're gonna check into this motel and we're gonna check in as Mr. and Mrs. Cooper.
They're gonna be married and they
And one of the guys is like, well, that's not quite what we had in mind, but that's fine.
Well, cause he picks the guy from Harlem. I'm gonna call him Harlem. He picks the hotel and they're like, oh, well, we had something set up anyway. And he's like, no, it needs to be here because I know this place better, apparently. I don't know. Some stupid shit like
and
that.
And they'll go as husband and wife.
Yep. So they're at the hotel. They get
immediately.
So yeah, they go into the hotel. The next scene is them at the hotel.
The next scene is him checking into the hotel with the woman.
So and they get in and she like. So like she starts complaining about her like muscle aches.
Oh, she's sore.
And how she's sore from the flight.
And she's in pain and all
she's
over.
She's like, I'm going to go slip into something more comfortable. Call the masseuse.
And she's just like, I'd like a massage. She doesn't tell him she wants a fucking masseuse. That's his thing.
Right.
So she says, like, she's going to go.
She's going to go, like, get into something more comfortable, though.
And then he's like, and then he goes and gets a masseuse.
Yeah, so he calls the masseuse, and then he looks out the window, and we see these two goonies.
Just standing there. Just
standing and looking right at the fucking window.
Someone's fucking uncle's just standing there while our lady goes into the other room with her back to the camera, slowly takes off her robe.
And then
slowly puts on, like, a fucking bra.
And you can, like, it's a weird angle because you can see, like, the backside of her and then you can see the front side of her, but in a mirror. A small mirror.
A tiny mirror, and the whole.
I don't even know why this scene exists in this movie. Because some desperate attempt to show you titties, like I don't get it. Like
because we had to see her back.
Now I do want to mention before we move on something that kind of I thought was a little odd. This is okay. So
odd.
I'll set up. The scene.
Oh, okay.
This is a African diplomat's wife, right?
Africa.
This is. They're both from Africa. They're native to Africa.
A different continent.
Yeah. Now, why in God's name does she have an American accent?
Because she's from African America.
Yes.
Okay.
And they didn't even bother to, like, even try and give her an African, like, an African accent. Like, an authentic African accent.
No shit.
Like, she's a diplomat's wife, and she has an American accent. She
talks like an American, and it's not like...
And they said she was an African prince, too.
Yeah.
Princess.
And it's not like, oh, he married an American woman. No.
She's supposed to be from Africa, and she's supposed to be an African princess. Like...
But she just talks
I just found it a little weird, so...
No shit, Will.
But, I mean...
You found something... Wait.
Why? Okay, so...
Wait. Are you saying that this movie fucked up?
I was actually just going to say, I don't know why I expect better of these
movies. I was
going to
say.
I don't get it.
Are you saying
this
movie fucked up?
Well, that's not surprising in this podcast, okay?
This movie.
Yes.
Are you saying this film, The Man from Harlem, made a mistake?
A lot of mistakes were made in this movie.
Everything is wrong. Everything.
Nothing feels quite right in this movie.
Forget the accent or the lack of it. Everything is
wrong. I just had to be a little nitpicky, and I don't know why, because it doesn't really matter.
In comparison to the many other magical things that we have yet to tell you,
it doesn't really matter, no.
But yes, but she is just a normal American woman.
I also love how, like, the Harlem, he sees the two goons, and he just immediately goes to the couch and starts reading the newspaper.
And then there's a knock on the door. It's the masseuse.
So the masseuse comes in and...
goes to the window, remember?
Yeah, and she does this, like, peace sign, but then puts her fingers together and points to the, like, another direction.
And it's... She's making, like, a sign at the two guys outside, and the guy's like, what are you doing? Harlem's like, what are you doing? And she's like, oh, nothing. I was just enjoying the view. The view of the hotel that I work in, that I see every day.
Yeah.
I'm just enjoying it.
That's not suspicious at all.
It's fine.
But our dude is like, yeah, whatever, that's fine.
She goes in to give our princess a massage and starts massaging her. And it's just, you know.
And I love how,
you're so good at your job.
I feel better already.
My back hurts. It doesn't hurt as much. My back hurts.
And then, like, she's rubbing her, and then she, like, starts to pull something out of her pocket.
A fucking needle?
Yeah. Like, I think she's going to, like, poison her. I don't know.
She's going to stab her in the ass.
Yeah.
But no.
So then our dude,
Harlem,
comes into the room because he's suspicious of her.
He also, he opens the door and just kind of, like, leans in.
Well, and she, like, quickly puts it back in her pocket.
She's like, do you,
the masseuse is like, you're making
Well, first, the princess is like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm just enjoying the view. And the masseuse is like, you know, do you mind? I don't really feel comfortable, like, massaging her while a man is watching. And he's just like, No, I'm just going to keep watching.
He's like, I'm sorry. It's for security purposes.
Well, he also says, like, I'm going to keep watching because it's been so long.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've seen a woman massage another woman.
He's totally creepy about it. But
yeah.
It's for security, of course.
Well, that's what he tells the lady.
So she, like, she jumps to her packing her shit up.
She's and, like, done.
She's failed her mission. She didn't kill the
yeah.
the woman.
And she skedaddles out, and he pays her, and then they sit on a fucking couch
and talk a little bit. And it's so weird. I think it's the film grain. It's the film quality, but like it keeps jumping around because I think parts of the film were like ruined or something like that. Because it keeps like people will be like mid sentence and it'll jump to the next scene.
Ruined.
Yeah.
The whole movie is a ruin.
But I mean, like, actually, like, you know, like, destroyed. Like,
here's the important part. They sit down, and he immediately starts putting the moves on her.
Yes.
And also, he starts kissing her, like, doing these weird, like, light, like, pecks on her, like, fucking lips.
Yeah.
Immediately. Just like, oh, I bet you're lonely. Yeah. There's only one bed here. Yeah.
And so he's like, I'm hungry. Do you want to go get some food? And she's like, I was just about to ask you that.
Before we fuck, are you hungry? And she's like, yeah, let's go out. She's like, nope, can't go out, security reasons, but I'll order something.
I'll order room service. So he orders 2 strip steaks.
Well done.
And then a bottle of scotch, J&B.
I remember you was funny because you're like, did they really like do that? And I was like, bitch, do you think these fucking losers
they don't care.
Got permission no. from anybody?
Because I don't know if many people know this, but JB Scotch is actually an actual
a real thing.
It's an actual scotch. It's not a very good scotch, to be honest. It used to be good, but now it's terrible.
This movie comes from the golden time
when it was good,
when J&B Scotch was good.
Yeah,
and now, when ordering some J&B Scotch. With some fucking bland
now
slab of meat.
Now J&B Scotch is like $30 for a half gallon. Like, it's not good scotch. So it's outdated a little bit.
I know who's not getting a J&B Scotch sponsorship.
Not us. Sorry, J&B. I mean, if you want to sponsor us, we'll advertise J&B Scotch.
If you want
to
give us...
I mean, it's the best scotch I've ever had.
You want to give us that OG 1977 formula? We'll take it.
Let's do it.
It's good enough for apparently all... It's good enough to help get him laid.
Yes.
Okay? And he orders it, sits back down, and starts fucking... Does he start massaging her?
Yes, because she's still sore. No, that's later. Sorry,
that's later.
That's
yeah.
later in the fucking.
But anyways, he keeps house. Flirting and asks her like, "Oh, I bet you have like something on the side," and she's like, "No," and he's like, "Oh."
He's like,
"You will."
She's like, "Oh, I have a husband. I can't do
you
anything.
You forget I'm a married woman."
But she's like, you know,
as he's like fucking
she's
kissing
like
her,
slowly waning into it. You know, like she's
waning. Bitch, she was.
She just jumps into it.
As soon as our man stepped into the scene, she was all over it. Because you can't resist Harlem.
No.
You can't fucking resist him and his lying
no
flubs.
No woman can resist his, like, his talking flubs.
His flubs and his fucking crazy-ass 70s outfits.
And light pecks on the lips that are unwarranted or unwanted.
And his fucking antenna dick.
Yes.
Can't resist.
Can't resist it. Once I heard about his antenna dick, I mean, I probably couldn't resist it either, to be honest.
Did he also tell her, hey, baby, I do jazz music on the side?
Do you know my dick is so big it causes radio interference?
Do you know I do jazz music on the side?
Yep, Lo Hawkins does music on the side.
Yeah, the guy was, he's a musician. He only did a whopping 2 movies. Yeah, and then they flirt some more.
Hey, his YouTube channel has 7 whole subscribers.
It's a shame, you know? Such talent goes unnoticed.
It's a real tragedy, okay?
He should just tell people on his YouTube channel, hey, bitch, I was in the greatest fucking movie ever.
Yeah.
I played the greatest black private eye.
The best.
Shaft's got nothing on fucking...
Fuck Shaft. Fucking... We got Al, whatever his
Al
name.
Cooper.
Al Cooper.
Man from Harlem.
did you know he's from Harlem?
Did you? Yeah.
So,
you know who else is from Harlem? Shaft. Yeah.
So, room, there's a knock at the door, and he's like, oh, it must be room service. So, he lets in the room service, and we get the most awkward maid I've ever seen in my entire life.
She just wheels in the room service.
And you already know something's wrong, because it's like a full, like, woman's dress and a wig, and then, like, you see mutton chops.
It's fine.
Coming from, like,
it's her... It's fine.
Yeah, mutton chops, like, a beard.
Will, it's fine.
So she wheels...
It's totally fine.
Quote, unquote, she wheels it into the... into the room, and then our guy, Harlem, just gets up and just fucking decks her right in the fucking face.
He, like, awkwardly hops over a table.
And just punches her right in the
knocks
face.
Knocks her the fuck out, and the woman's like, you just punched a lady, and he takes off the fucking wig.
Now, let me set this up.
Bitch.
You see?
Bitch.
Just before we get into his explanation. Now
that's the only fucking...
Now, you saw mutton chops on him, right?
But that's fine, Will.
You know it's a dude because he's walking all weird.
No.
He was in a dress and he was walking all weird.
No.
You knew he was a dude right when he walked in.
Harlem won't judge that.
But now, Harlem gives his actual reason for why he knew that this guy was this, going to kill her.
If a lady wants to have mutton chops and walk like a dude... It's fine.
Harlem's okay with that.
But what he's not okay with is when you wheel in a fucking cart that does not have a goddamn steak on it.
It has a gun where the steak should be. Because
he's just like, I can smell a steak a mile away and there was nothing on that. He's got refined smell.
He's got an antenna dick and a dog nose.
The only smell that a man from Harlem...
He can whiff out a steak from 2 miles away. Mm-hmm. Like a nice, well-done steak... I don't know why he orders a steak well done. That's a travesty.
Maybe it smells better.
That's a travesty. But, like...
Maybe it smells more. I don't fucking know, dude.
He can whiff it from, like, a mile away.
That's how he knew.
Because the strip steaks...
But you know what else he knows?
That the guys are coming in
That
to,
the two fucking uncles from earlier
are coming
gonna,
in to, like, infiltrate.
Are gonna fucking waddle in. And so he goes, like, waits by the door, and they waddle in the room... And we get an awkward-ass fucking fight where he knocks one of them out right away and then fights the one who's, like, some fucking fat dude who's out of shape and has to pretend.
I love how he, like, has to, like, lean his whole body back to do, like, an upper kick. Like,
or, like, his awkward rolls on the ground.
Like, now I'm a little overweight myself, and I would never do a scene like this. So, like...
One day, Will. One day, you never. Too... You too can be in a bad action movie.
I can. It gives me hope. It gives us fat people hope.
One day, you too can play an awkward henchman in a bad action movie.
It gives fat dudes hope that we can be in these movies. Yeah. Because we've seen a bunch of fat dudes doing action scenes in these movies.
Like,
it's hilarious.
He, like, rolls awkwardly and, like, has to pretend. Our guy, Harlem, has to pretend like this is a struggle.
I know.
Like, this dude's fucking awkward ass kicks and punches
He's
are
gonna
so
fuck
fucking
him
powerful.
So he finally takes that guy out, and then the other guy gets up, and then Harlem, like, gets him on the ground and is like, who sent you?
And he's like, none of your business. And he, like, you know, pretends to shoot him. And he's like, that one was empty, but the next one won't be. He's like, I can't tell you. And then
he's like, they'll kill me if I tell you. And he's like, tell you what. I'll give you 3 seconds, and I'll kill you myself if you don't tell me.
And he's like, it's Big Daddy.
Big Daddy.
And then he knocks him out, and he gets the bitch, and they take their luggage, and they skedaddle.
Yep. So he knows exactly where to take her.
He's like, we're going to go someplace safer. Yes. And you know what? It's the safest place, because no one's fucking found him here.
No.
They go...
No one does the entire movie.
Nope. They go to... So there's a woman in a robe. Answers the door, and he's like, hey, baby, like, I gotta fucking...
And she's like, oh, hi.
Hi, honey. And he's like, all right, baby, I gotta...
And they, like, kiss a little bit.
I have, like, nowhere to take this hoe. I just gotta fucking, like, lay low here. And she's like, okay.
She's totally fine with it.
Let me just get ready.
She's like, I'll get ready, and then you can... And he's like, there's some weird stuff that happens with my job. This is basically his only explanation.
He goes in, and she's just like... getting, like, some shit, like, her makeup in a bag and shit, and, like, she's about to, like, go out, and he's like, yeah, just I'm like, just stay in a hotel for tonight. Like, you know, it'll be fine. I'll make it. I'll make it up to you.
Don't worry. I'll be back. You can be back tomorrow.
I'll make it up to you.
It'll just be for the night.
And then she leaves and she's like, well, it was nice to meet you, princess, and leaves.
And so the dude calls McCloud to say she's safe.
She's safe. I just moved her to another safer place. Side chick's apartment.
He tells him where it is, and he said, I'm going to drop her off at my office at 10 a.m.
tomorrow.
He likes to drop people off at 10 a.m.
tomorrow
in his office.
In advance.
Of course, it's always the next day.
Well, yeah, because
he has to get down to business.
He has to fuck.
He has to get down to business. Listen, he is a busy man.
He is.
And he likes to get busy.
He likes to get busy. So he then, again, they get on a fucking dirty couch.
And then they talk and they start kissing a little bit. And
he starts massaging her.
And then, he kisses her a little bit and then they, just get up. No, he doesn't turn on music, does he? Not yet.
No, that's the other one. Okay. But he massages her.
He massages her and then they get up and they go into the bedroom. And she's like, I'm going to go change into something more comfortable.
And he's just, well, he starts taking his shirt off and she's like, oh, you're fast. I'm going to go change. And he slowly takes his fucking
shirt off and
his sports
stuff.
Suit off. And then she comes out
in the sexy
with her fucking Amish Amish grandma fucking nighty. And he's just like, oh, baby.
Her full body fucking baggy ass white fucking not see-through at all. Just fucking. And he's like, oh, fuck yeah.
And then
you are the sexiest thing on the planet right now.
And then he has his shirt off and he's just like, let's see who's faster. And they start making out. Then they make out. And he's like, wait, this isn't going to work. And we're both like, what? And then he stands up and he starts undoing his massive dick. And then the microphone just.
And then, he said something, but you can't understand a single goddamn word he's saying because the microphone is, buzzing at full volume. And then she says something, but you can't fucking understand it.
And then they just get in and start making out while he grabs her ass.
Through the fucking 90-year-old moo-moo.
Where he thinks her ass is, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know.
In that frumpy mess, you could never find where the fucking ass is.
They should have that scene where he feels around. And
yeah.
He's like, where is it? Where is it?
He's like, that's more fabric. No, that's
fine.
It.
Find
that's,
it.
Okay, there it is. There it is.
And they kiss, and that's it.
So then it's back out of his office.
No, it's so fucking baffling because it just cuts, and then it's it's his office with the secretary, and he just comes in. He's like, "Oh, you're here early today," and we're just like, "Oh, it's the next day."
And he already dropped her. He already dropped the princess off. Like, she's gone.
It's already done.
She is done. The whole deal is done.
That shit is done.
No resolution.
The resolution was that she got his dick, and that's it.
Yeah, that's it. Because, that's the last they show of her. The entire fucking movie.
That's it. It's bullshit. Also, by the way, the apartment, it's just a fucking hotel room. You know why? There's, no decorations on the walls.
I guarantee his office was a hotel room, too. They probably just rented a bunch of hotel rooms to, set up these four scenes.
Yeah.
There's four locations in this movie.
There are. There's,
maybe five, maybe. Let's see. There's the gym, the fucking log cabin shit.
The office.
The office. The friend's
room. The quote-unquote apartment.
Is that it?
And the hotel. Five.
Five. Okay, there's five locations.
So five locations.
But the hotel only shows up once, so arguably there's only four locations.
Yeah. It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Okay, so the dude comes into the office and he's like, hey, you know, I don't know if I feel like working today. I'm going to, let me go do something. And it'll be, 15 minutes and then we're going to take off.
And then we'll take off for the day. And he goes in his office, and these three Goombas come in with my favorite character.
This guy is the best character of the whole movie. I love
this.
This
is like one of those dudes that, this was his chance. They got him for this movie, and he's like, fuck it. I'm going to make a goddamn scene.
And he did.
And he does, and bless him. Because he just comes in, and he just, like, fucking knocks on her desk. He's like, hey, pretty lady!
Hey, pretty lady! Hey, hey, gorgeous! Yeah, hey!
And it's just funny, because, like, he just talks like that, and she's just like, what? Like, just fucking nothing.
And he's like, hey, is the detective in?
Is Harlem in here?
Is Harlem in here? And then, like,
and she's like, well, why didn't you see him? He's like, that's none of your goddamn business!
So she calls out, and she's like, Harlem, there's three guys. Well, no, she goes into his office. That's right.
Because I guess she says, like, I think she says, like, oh, he's not in. And he just, like, calls her out and says, like, bullshit, I know he's here. And then she goes in and she's like, yeah, there's three guys in here. Also,
should I send him away?
And also, like, he has this, the guy has his gun out. And so now he's like, okay, fine, I'll see them. And then Harlem gets his gun ready. So she goes over there. She's like, yeah, you can see them. And then he leaves one guy with her to
hit on her.
He says, take care of her. And I was just thinking, like, what the fuck is he gonna do? But instead, he just kind of sits there to, like, try to flirt with her.
Yeah, trying to get her to go out with him.
It's all very wholesome.
It's not threatening at all because he's totally, like, chill about it.
It's surprisingly wholesome. I was expecting it to be, like, awkward and,
like, forceful.
Yeah. No.
Because she rejects his advances and he's just like, okay.
Because he tells her, like, you know, we're two really beautiful people. We should go to a disco. She's like, no. And he's like, well, I tried.
Yeah, he's like, okay, I'm just going to sit here.
It just sits back, like, that's it.
So the two, there's a father and a son, and they go in, and they talk to Harlem about how they're the guy's daughter and the other guy's sister was kidnapped, and they're holding her for ransom because he's, like, this big kingpin.
He's moving into, like, the drug business, yeah. And she was kidnapped by Big Daddy.
The rival drug dude. Yeah.
And so he tells him, like, I just want you to, like, set up this deal and we're going to make an exchange.
Yep.
And it's, like, for this insane amount of money.
So he's like, here's, like, $250,000 and here's this giant thing of cocaine. Like, just take this and I'll pay you $500,000.
I think that giant thing of cocaine was the fucking cocaine that the filmmakers used when they were making the fucking thing. Yeah,
probably. It was probably empty when they did this scene, though.
Like, shit, we fucking used all of it.
Oh, fuck, the scriptwriters took the last of it.
But he sets it up, and he's like, yeah, sure, okay.
So he's like, yeah, okay,
I just need to get paid right away.
Yeah, I'll take the job, and the guy's like, okay, I'll pay you half now, and then half when the job is completed.
When it's all done.
Yep.
Well, let's just say that he fucking delivers.
So now we go back to the log cabin where the girl is tied up, and we get a roast off.
Hold on. Hold the fuck on. Okay. Yeah. We get a fucking...
Yes. It's the changing of the guard, and now there's a new Goomba in the log cabin. Oh,
so let's just, first of all, let's just point out something. We had like 40 minutes of our guy guarding an African-American princess and fucking her. And then they just jettison that out of the fucking movie. And now we're back to the woman we saw at the very beginning.
This is 40 minutes later.
They just fucking remember that this was happening.
Like, and I'm not kidding you. That first subplot has absolutely nothing to do with the fucking plot.
It sets up our guy. That our guy gives no fucks.
Really, because he does almost the exact same thing with this fucking woman.
And it's even better.
Yeah.
Because we see it twice. It's fucking hilarious.
So.
We have, yeah. And
the new Goomba is harassing this woman and trying to grope her and like.
And they just keep saying like, he tells her to eat shit like 10 times.
Yeah.
Not even joking. She's just like, she's like, fuck you. She's like, eat shit. Like, I'm gonna grope you. No. Eat shit. Like, just, like, it's fucking insanity. It's absolute insanity. I swear to God, he tries to, like, manhandle her, like, three times.
And she...
Like, he'll try to manhandle her.
And then she's like, you bitch. And then fuck you, you. And then she'll, like, you know, like, they just, like, back and forth banter.
Yeah, like, he'll try to manhandle her, and she'll, like, smack him. And then he's just like, okay, I'll calm down.
When he tries
bitch.
To go for it again.
Eat shit. And then he tries again. And then fucking, she like kicks him in the nuts and he's like, that wasn't nice. I'll stop.
You all fucking right, bitch. I'm going to try you.
Like,
and she's like, fuck you. Like,
that's the whole scene.
Yeah.
It's the dumbest shit. It's one of the dumbest things I've ever seen.
So, when does he say knocking off, like, when is he gonna, like, knock off a piece of that ass?
That's the end.
Is that the end?
Oh, no, that's the fucking, there's multiple lines of dialogue in this about either knocking off a piece of ass or getting a piece of that ass.
Yeah.
So, in this scene, we also need to talk about the fucking gym.
So he goes to the gym, but it's after the guy mentions knocking off a piece of
So it's, because while he's trying to manhandle her and then not doing it.
Oh, the two Goombas are talking.
Because the two other idiots.
Yeah.
Standing guard outside of the fucking cabin.
And he's like,
And one of them's like, I think he's trying to knock off a piece of that ass.
Yep, hopefully he lets us take a turn.
He's like, I haven't had any dark meat in a while. Hopefully we have a turn, but I think he's knocking off a piece of that ass right now.
Yep. So... Now,
who the fuck, whatever.
And they cuts, and Harlem's at the gym.
Because the guy who hired him told him that Big Daddy hangs out at the gym.
Yes, but Harlem has never seen Big Daddy. No one's ever really seen Big Daddy. They just know that he wears fucking, he wears bands on his muscles.
But not just that. He's a tall, blonde dude with kind of curly hair.
With lots of... He's really muscly, and he wears bands on his muscles, but...
So he walks in.
Here's the secret. They're not fucking bands on his muscles. They're just wrist...
It's bullshit.
They're just fucking, like, tennis wrist bands.
No fucking shit, homie. Yeah,
they're, like, wrist scrunchies.
That's all they could afford.
Yeah. Not bands on his fucking muscles.
That's all they could fucking
on
get.
On his fucking wrists.
That's all they could get, Will.
But anyway, I just thought it was funny because they mentioned the fact that he wears bands and he doesn't.
No shit.
So
that's all they could afford, homie.
So he goes apparently like he goes back and he knows this one of the like an informant for Big Daddy is in the sauna. I don't know how he remembers that. Does someone
tell
him?
I'm pretty sure he thinks this is Big Daddy.
Yeah.
Because he goes in and he's like, "Hey, where's Jim?" Because
his name is Jim, yeah.
And then,
like,
and then this guy's like, "Oh, he's in the
sauna."
And then he like looks at someone and just kind of like nods, like he knows something.
So then he goes to talk to Jim, and Jim like holds out a gun, and then like Harlem's like, "No, don't even think about it.
Put it away."
And then so Jim puts it away, and they start talking.
And he starts talking. He's like, "We're gonna do this," and the guy's like, "Fuck you, okay."
Yeah.
Like literally,
Jim's like, "Fuck you, okay."
Like, literally. He's just like, this is going to be the plan.
So they talk a little bit more, and Jim, like, I guess Jim agree. Apparently,
he agrees.
Harlem forces him to, like tell him all about Big Daddy. So he agrees, and then Jim...
No. He doesn't tell him shit. He just tells him, like, this is what we're going to do. Like, this is how the exchange is going to go down. Do this.
Oh, right. Because, yeah, right.
Because as far as he knows...
Harlem is making the exchange for the guys.
Because as far as he knows, this is Big Daddy.
Yes.
Now...
So Jim... goes away and like gets so no. Har- no Harlem goes out of the gym
and goes sits in his fucking car.
Yep, until Jim leaves the gym,
and then Jim like talks to some people and says like blah 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 do this.
Yeah,
and he gets in his car
and drives away,
and Harlem starts following him.
He starts tailing him. Now we get another scene of in the log cabin, and the guy's like on the girl, and like he like is in front of the girl and starts unzipping his pants.
Well, because he was like earlier like telling her like, if you fuck me, I'll let you get away. And she's like, that's bullshit. And he's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, you're probably right.
Big Daddy would kill me.
Big Daddy would be
so pissed.
But
then apparently he tries it anyway.
So he starts, he's like, here, just put it in your mouth. And he's like.
And she like knees him. And he's like that wasn't nice.
That wasn't nice. You want to get blown away.
I'll blow you away.
I'll blow you away.
You want to get blown away?
You want to get blown away?
You ever been blown away before?
You want to be blown away? I'm going to blow you away. You want to. You don't want to get blown away by me. I swear to God, I'm going to blow myself
you
away.
You ever been
you
blown...
you blow me away, I'm going to...
You ever been blown away?
He says it so many times. You ever been blown away? I can't believe you wouldn't blow me away. Blow me away.
You ever been blown away, Will?
Yes, I've been blown away.
Apparently, you can get blown away and, like, live.
Yeah.
That's fine. So that's a question he asked
her. I mean,
her.
I'm still here, so yes, I've been blown away. Blown away.
Blown away.
Blown away.
Yeah, but listen, Will. He was pointing the other gun at her.
Yes.
Because first he was like, suck this gun. And she was like, fuck you. And then he starts pointing his other gun at her. And he's like, and it's the same fucking gun that everyone in the movie has.
A tiny revolver.
A tiny fucking revolver that every dickhead in the movie holds in their pants.
Even fucking Big Daddy has a fucking tiny ass revolver.
Everyone. Just in their pants. Everyone.
No one has... No, that we see people having holsters, but no one puts their gun in their holsters.
Harlem has a holster, and we see it in the holster, but never in any of, like, the action scenes.
No, he always pulls it out of his waistband.
Pulls out of his fucking pants.
So...
It's bullshit.
So, he tries to, like, have his way with her again. They fucking have a diss off again.
And then,
And then Jim... So, we get, again, Harlem's tailing Jim, and Jim drives into a fucking bush.
Mm-hmm.
He just drives in straight into a fucking bush.
And then magically.
And magically appears at the fucking log cabin.
And then he's like, where's so-and-so? And they're like, oh, he's with her. And he runs in and he, like, knocks him off and tells him, like, don't do that.
He's like, don't do that. We got to, like, you know, Big Daddy doesn't want her harmed.
Yeah.
And so, like, Harlem sneaks up on the bush.
And he just sits there, and then...
And
one
of the Goombas comes out of the log
cabin.
Well,
no, it's the fucking guy who tried to, like, rape her. He walks out, and he's all pissed off, and he's like, I'm gonna go take a walk.
And the other guy's like, well, okay, but don't be gone long. We got a lot of work to do.
And then they have a lot of work to do standing around,
like,
doing nothing.
They have an exchange to do? That's not a lot of work. You just hand off different agreements.
Bullshit. I know why he's taking a walk. He's taking a walk because he needs to go fucking masturbate in the woods like a fucking loser.
He needs to get blown away by himself.
He needs to blow himself away like a fucking loser. He's going to go in the fucking bushes.
Go blow himself away in the bushes.
In the bushes like a goddamn bum. And so he walks off and Harlem hides behind a tiny little bush.
I love it because he's totally visible. Like,
nope.
He would be... He'd be totally...
Nope.
But no, he is hidden, like,
he's
the shadows.
Hidden. He's fucking solid snake,
homie. He's like the fucking shadows in that tiny-ass book.
He is solid snake in this scene. And as he's walking, it cuts. And it's just like...
What can I say?
Oh, yeah, after this scene, they just sit there. And the fucking guy, Jim, looks at the woman. He's like, well, what can I say? And it just cuts to mid-fight.
Of Harlem taking down this Goomba.
Of an awkward-ass fight scene where they just kind of wrestle around and he shoves his face in the grass and kills him.
And then he drags him into the bushes and then hides behind another tiny bush.
Well, first he, like, starts putting some shit in a fucking pile for no reason. And then another guy is...
Comes around.
Because one of them is like, hey, go check on... Go
He's
check
been
on
gone for a long time.
Check on the dipshit. And then they send the fucking fat one out.
And the fat one goes and like
and then
Harlem hides
behind the next bush.
Probably a tinier bush, I would argue.
Yeah. He moves up one bush and hides behind the next
it's
one.
Like a fucking video game.
And the guy walks up and he like looks at him but doesn't react. So Harlem has like a precious like 3 seconds of where he can get up, stand up, move out of the bush and punch the guy before he even fucking reacts.
So they have a struggle.
This fight.
Just like, they're just like rolling around on the grass, basically.
They're rolling around and like, he is trying so hard to look like this is a struggle.
Well, they both are trying like really hard to make it seem like this is like the fight of their lives.
Dude, there is a part in this where the fucking fat dude is supposed to like flip Harlem over and then he just doesn't. He just kind of doesn't. They just, like, skip it, and they move on to the next move. And then Harlem falls down, and his, like, this is so stupid.
And he kicks.
No. So, the fat dude's, like, standing above him, right?
Oh, yeah.
And his fucking legs are, like, he's, like, standing above him, and he's, like, Harlem's legs are in between his legs. So Harlem, like, moves his legs apart.
And makes the guy do this, like, a semi-split?
Not even that. He just makes him kind of extend his legs.
And then he falls over.
And the guy's like, ah, it's so painful, ah.
And that, like, alerts the other guy. But, like, when the other guy gets there, Harlem is, like Jack,
oh,
like,
yeah,
sawing his hand into, like, the guy's neck.
So he, like...
I can't even describe it really well, because he's, like, he has his, like, so he has a knife hand to the guy's neck, and he's, like, moving it back and forth.
Well, he, like, puts both of his hands together, like when you're clapping, but he just holds them, and then has it, like, on his throat.
And is, like, sawing it back and forth to knock the guy out.
And apparently...
It works.
This works, and he kills him. And so he goes and drags this body into the bush.
While the guy, like, is, like, noticing he's dragging him into the bush, and he, like, takes out his gun from his waistband, of course.
Well, the guy, the other guy goes and hides in the bush. And then he fucking drags him in and puts, like, some fucking branches in front of it that move away as soon as he leaves.
Yeah, they just bounce back up after he, like, tries to put him under.
Just to hide it. And then he walks, and then, of course, the guy is just like, what the fuck? He's just like, you know, like, freeze, whatever.
And then, like, he, like, kicks the gun out of his hand and then awkwardly takes that guy down.
Takes him down, and we get some lovely POV shots of Harlem just, like,
punching the screen.
Pretending to punch a camera.
And I love he gets down on the ground and he donkey kicks the guy in the stomach.
Kicks the camera, and then that kicks him so hard that it kills him.
Yep.
Does he take this body into the bush?
No.
He just leaves it.
He just leaves it there.
Oh, yeah.
The other bodies need to be in the bushes, but this one's fine.
This one's fine.
He's obliterated.
He's fucking owned, or so he thinks.
Yes.
But he will be owned.
How convenient he didn't take the one guy that survived
into
the fucking bushes.
And hide him in the bush. And then he goes and, it just cuts to Jim or whatever the fuck talking to the hostage. And he says some shit to her.
And he's like, oh, I'm going to go check and see if they're ready. And then he opens the door and fucking Harlem's right there.
Just pointing a gun at him. And he takes the fucking gun out of Jim's pants. Takes it with him.
Pushes him on the chair like, smacks him around a little bit.
And then I guess Jim reveals that, oh, he's not Big Daddy. This other person is Big Daddy.
So then Harlem's like, okay, well, send a message to Big Daddy.
He's next. And then he hits him with his fucking gun and knocks him out.
And so he saves the girl, and he's like, come on, I know a safe place we can go.
Oh, baby. It's the safest
it's the
place.
Same fucking house. The
Not
same...
yet, bitch.
Oh, wait, what?
It's early. You forgot the fucking part where the dipshit gets up and tries to shoot him.
Oh, duh. Yeah.
So they're walking back, and the fucking guy that he, like, left laying there in the grass, like, gets up, looks around, and sees Harlem is coming, and then just lays down and plays dead.
Yep. And so, like, he...
They
like...
walk past him, and then he gets up and is like, Connor!
And, like, that immediately alerts Harlem to
and he
push
shoots,
the girl onto the ground.
And he shoots and misses, like, twice. And Harlem just nails him once, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then they get in their car, and they drive to the safe house.
The same girl's house.
And she opens the door.
She's pissed this time.
And she's like, what the fuck? You're bringing a woman to my house, like, literally the next fucking day?
Like, why are you doing this?
Literally.
And she's like, okay, fine. But this is the last time.
And she's all pissed off. And he's like, hey, don't be mad. Like, it's fine.
It's just for the night.
I'll make it up to you. Just stay in a hotel. Like, he gives her money for a fucking hotel room
she's
and everything.
Well, obviously she's pissed because he just keeps bringing random-ass girls to her fucking house.
So she skedaddles out. He sits down on this fucking couch with the hostage. And she says that, like, she doesn't want to go back, blah, 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 because she doesn't really trust her dad. It's all bullshit. But eventually, after all this, he's like, well, you don't have to go there tonight.
Why don't you go take a shower and we'll think about this?
She's like, you know, we can go back there tomorrow. And he's like, hey, you look a little tense.
Why don't you go? Oh,
do you
God.
Need, like, a massage? And she's like, yeah, I also need a shower. He's like, well, tell you what, you go and take a shower, and there should be some nice clean clothes there. One of them should fit you. And boy, does one of them fucking fit her, baby.
We know which one fits her.
No, we don't. I didn't think they'd do this.
They did.
But they did.
So Harlem calls the father and the brother and is like, hey, like.
She's fine.
She's
but
fine.
She won't be there until tomorrow.
At
because
10.
I gotta fuck her.
Yep.
I gotta.
That's the plan.
The plan is always, anytime I do anything with a woman, I gotta fuck her.
I gotta fuck them.
So. As he's on the phone explaining to the dad, they finally managed to squeeze some tits into the fucking movie.
Yeah, she's showering.
She's just showering. That's it.
She's just rubbing, like, you know, soap all over herself, and then, like, she gets out of the shower, and they...
Well, she gets out of the shower, he gets off the phone, and she walks in the fucking room, dressed in the fucking...
the fucking muumuu? The fucking, like... baggy ass just white bag.
Same thing. He's just looks like
they're wearing a trash, like a fucking white trash bag.
And same thing. He's just like, oh, you look so good.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I love that big ass moo-moo.
That big ass moo-moo, baby. Mm,
yeah, it fits your frame.
Tell you
like,
what.
He even says, like, oh, I thought the other girl looked I thought the other girl looked good in this, but that it doesn't compare to you.
Doesn't compare to you, baby. He tells that to everybody, I bet.
I know. And then
he's like, I'll tell you what, I'm going to put on some music and we'll get some drinks and we'll dance a little. How about that?
So he makes her a scotch and soda, which they think is the most, like, miraculous fucking mixed drink in the world.
He makes that. He puts on some slow jams.
And they start dancing.
And they kiss awkwardly.
Yeah, they dance for like licks his like bottom lip a bunch. Like
they dance for maybe 20 seconds,
if that.
And then they immediately walk into the fucking room and like, where he just it probably you can probably still smell the sex and ass on that bed.
And then he just fucking throws her on the bed.
Just throws her on there because he can't resist the fucking magic underwear she's wearing.
The fucking miracle muumuu she's wearing. The fucking sex, sexy ass lingerie she's wearing.
And he just like, oh god, when they were fucking slow dancing, there's that like shot of him like sort of grabbing her ass. But it's more just
it's like he can't find it because
but it's more
his baggy ass muumuu like he's like trying to like
it's more just him grabbing the fucking fabric.
I fucking love it because he's like
just an armful.
He's trying so hard to grab her ass, but he's just getting fucking fabric.
He's getting an armful of fabric. But anyway, he throws her on there and they start making out and the fucking, again, we just get the fucking microphone just
he gets on top of her, grabs a handful of ass, and the scene ends.
Will, I can't fucking believe they did that.
Fucking muumuu.
I can't believe that not only he dragged her to the same fucking apartment, had her put on the same fucking muumuu, the same drink, and fucked her in the same bed.
Yeah.
That happened.
All while the woman went out the fucking door to the fucking hotel.
Well, the woman who lives there has to spend 2 straight nights in a fucking motel because he's fucking women in her bed. That's a fucking side chick, dude. That is some shit.
Like,
who the fuck does that?
There was no fucking reason he couldn't have taken her to his house.
We don't even see his house.
Never.
As far as we know, he doesn't even have one.
He's probably homeless. Maybe he lives at his office.
Oh, shit. He's not homeless. I get it. He sleeps in the fucking houses of all the women he sleeps with.
There you go.
I get it.
Perfect.
It's a fucking drama. Man from Harlem.
So it literally just jumps to his office, and he's already he's like talking to the woman.
And he's like, well, I don't remember what the fuck he says, but he essentially tells her, like, I like you more than just a fucking one-time fucking...
I want to make this a thing.
I want to fuck you and your muumuu every night, baby.
I want to make this a relationship. We'll buy you the best muumuu.
And then they just kiss, and the dad walks in, and this is the funniest shit. Because they're, like, kissing, and the dad's just like, hey!
Just comes in and, like, fucking interrupts him. And they, like, sit down, and then, like, Harlem, like, so she says, like, she doesn't know if she wants to come back, and they convince her, finally.
But the dad's like, okay, like, and he tells him, like, hey, I got your daughter back, and not only that, like, I fucking did this and that.
Why did he tell him he still had the the fucking cocaine and the money?
Well, he tells him, like, he's like, okay, well, where's the stuff? Like, you didn't fucking pay him, where's the stuff? And he's like, oh, I give it to the cops.
And the guy's like, well, why'd you...
He's like, you motherfucker!
Like, what the fuck? Give me back my shit!
And he's like, your black ass gave it to the cops, like, all this shit. And he's just like... He's like, yeah, well, I had to. He's like, okay.
He's like, okay, well, I'll still
you got my daughter back.
I'll still pay you. And the guy's like, no, don't worry about need. It.
You don't need to pay me. I got paid in pussy. And he's just like, okay, fine. So, I'm just happy I got my daughter. He, like, walks out with her, and it's a big happy ending. Also, before this, like, we found out that there's a quick scene before this at the gym.
Oh, yeah. We,
where we find out
who Big Daddy is.
The buff dude we saw working out earlier, he's Big Daddy.
He's Big Daddy.
And he has the fucking things on his wrists.
Yeah, he has wristbands.
And he's like, that fucker is going to pay. And so after they leave, he's sitting in his office and he's about to leave. And he's telling his secretary, like, get all my shit, take it home. We're going to close for a few days.
And he gets a call.
And then she's just like, hey, you got a phone call. It's some guy says he's Big Daddy. And he says you should, like, confront him. You should fuck.
And the guy's like,
because he wants a piece of your ass.
Yeah, he wants a piece of your ass,
we'll get to
Jim.
That. We'll get to that. And he's like, okay, fine. I guess I'll stop running. And he picks up the phone. He's like, yeah, I wanna fuck. We'll go meet
Let's fuck you, fuck.
Let's meet at the fucking thing.
Blow me away.
And I just want you. No other dicks, just yours.
Blow me away.
And we're just like, okay, he's not going to show up just by himself. There's going to be some bullshit.
And there is some bullshit.
And there is, because we cut to some fucking, like, marina, and there's a dude, like, fucking hidden in some bushes.
It's Jim.
You can barely see him because the camera is so shit.
It's Jim.
And with a sniper.
It's not really a sniper rifle. It's like his 22 rifle. But
it has a scope on it, Will.
They're pretending like it's a fucking sniper rifle.
No, Will. It has a scope on it. And so it's a sniper.
Big Daddy's just leaning on his car, and then Harlem shows up.
It's worth noting, by the way, that Big Daddy is leaning on his car, and he's like, his like shirt's unbuttoned.
And he has no shirt underneath.
Because... fuck it. And he shows up and he's talking and he's like, you're gonna fucking pay. And he's just like,
and so like Jim,
everyone who's ever fucked with me has like paid. And he's like, well, there's always a first time.
And then like we see like Jim lining up the shot, and then we see the two, the dad and the brother, like hold up Jim,
and they take his fucking precious scoped rifle, and that's it, that's done. And so they're talking.
So they push him over to the Big Daddy, and they all have a confrontation.
And he's like, and then they're like, it's finished for you. You're fucking done.
And then like he's like, shut the fuck up, Jim. I want a piece of your ass.
He's like, I want a piece of your ass, one-on-one. He says that.
He literally says, I want a piece of your ass.
So he just wants a...
I want to fuck you. I mean,
I'm gonna fuck you.
I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to blow you away.
I'm gonna blow you away so hard.
Blow you and fucking fuck you.
We're gonna blow. And he's just like, he just wants one on one, and they're just like, fine. He's like, but if I beat you, like, you let me go. And he's just like, yep. Okay. But we know he's not gonna fucking win, because you can't beat Harlem.
No,
you can't beat him. He fucks all the women and beats up everybody awkwardly.
So now we get the most epic fight scene, mostly because they cut away from it a lot.
Here's what you get. You get our guys awkwardly wrestling on the fucking grass.
And cuts of the...
like, reactions.
The four people...
being like, yeah, kick his ass.
Jim's
yeah.
Like, yeah, fuck him up. Yeah, fuck him up.
Yeah,
like,
fuck him.
Rough him, rough him.
Fuck him up.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, fucking fuck him.
Yeah, yeah, fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
Just them like...
fuck your shit.
It's just them reacting. And then it cuts to, like, them doing some awkward moves. And then more, like, yeah, yeah, fight, fight.
Yeah, yeah, fight.
And then more reactions. And then we get this fucking shot that's, like, a mile away.
And, like, Harlem has the guy in, like, a chokehold.
And then Jim is just like, no! And he kicks the guy guarding him. And, like, is gonna run over to, like, help.
And then the dad, like, just takes out a gun and shoots him. And then, like, I love Jim's delayed death reaction.
Because he shoots him, and then it cuts, and then Jim is, like, still running, and then falls.
And then, like, and then Harlem, like, it's still shot from a mile away, and Harlem finally chokes out Big Daddy.
And they're just like, is he dead? Yep. And then they're like, well, I guess that's done. And then Harlem was like, no, not yet. I still got some unfinished business to take care of. And they're like, well, what? And he, like, looks at the woman, and they smile, which implies that in that whole night, he didn't fuck her in that moo-moo quite enough.
Nope, he's gonna
So they're
going to
go
more.
Do it some more.
And then it gets a reaction of the son and the dad just like, ah, and then he just ends.
It's just the end.
The end.
This is the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh my god, it's so dumb. but I had so much fun watching it. Just for the sheer fact that there's so much fucking make fun of. There is so much here that is entertaining in all the wrong ways.
I can't believe how entertaining this insanity is, considering it's one of the most inept fucking things.
It is.
It
has that weird, like,
charm.
Like, it's like charming in the fact that it's so bad that it's entertaining.
That they did that.
Like,
and also,
I get why it's low rated. I get why people hate this
but
movie.
But also, cause... Will, like, it's a movie where our main character, fucks two women in another woman's apartment.
Yes.
With the same shit. Like, the same fucking techniques.
You know what it reminded me of? That scene in on Her Majesty's Secret Service where James Bond goes.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Every single room.
But that scene is, like, intentionally funny.
Yes.
With this, I don't know what, like, what was their mindset? Why does this happen?
I don't know, because they couldn't think of
where is our man's apartment?
I bet you, because they couldn't get a location for Jim's apartment.
Dude, you know what they could have done? There's so little furniture in his fucking office. You could just move, like, an awkward tiny bed into it.
You know
it.
What they could have done? Just anything? Taken out the other the side chick
no.
character. Just throw her out and make that his fucking house.
No, we, for some reason, needed her character.
Because of that muumuu. It's that magical muumuu. It's the only way they would get dressed in the muumuu.
You could have just had...
Like, who thinks that's sexy?
Dude, you could have just had that be, like, a thing that he has. Like, oh, I got something for you, baby.
This will fit you perfectly. Trust me, this will fit anyone
but
perfectly.
But no, we needed the apartment to be his fucking side chick. We just, like, why is that in the movie?
I don't fucking
know. You know
why?
Because it makes the movie funnier.
Yes. So, watch this just for the sheer fact that it's totally, like, incomprehensibly bad. Like, the fact that they kept all these scenes in and thought they were just fine. Like, you get scenes of people just flubbing, like, straight up just fucking up their lines. And
fucking
they,
up their lines.
They correct it. And, like, they just kept that in the fucking movie. No retakes, no nothing. They were just like, you know what? Fuck it. We don't have a lot of film. Let's just do it.
Let's just do it. Every shot is the same.
It's just flat. Stiff. It's a stiff movie.
It's just flat.
But like...
Like I said, it has the cinematography of a cheap fucking porno. Just flat shots. Just
flat shots.
People.
Dull characters.
Man and woman on couch.
Dull,
flat.
Dull characters. Unexciting plot. Unexciting action scenes.
Did you say dull characters?
Yes.
I disagree.
Yeah.
Our man from Harlem is...
Okay, he's the only bright spot.
The most...
The other ones are pretty dull. Except for,
ridiculous.
Like... Except for the father.
The father is hilarious.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Because...
But...
Like, I mean, his lines are ridiculous, but the dude playing him was just like, you know what? I'm gonna have fun with this.
You're right. Harlem and the dad. But everyone else is pretty dull.
Oh, you didn't like our fucking, princess? Our
no.
African princess?
No.
Who just immediately is just like... I'm a married woman. I'm a married woman. I'll kiss you anyway, and I'll fuck you, and blah, blah, blah. I'm a married woman.
Yeah, I'm a married woman, but okay.
I'll fucking... Yeah, give me that dick. Just give me that fucking... Zzzz.
I like cuckold now.
I made that joke. I was like, this dude's gonna get fucking cucked.
Yep. And he did.
And he does. And it's just ignored.
But yeah, so like...
I think that would have, like, serious international repercussions.
Oh,
like
it would.
Like, you send your fucking... diplomat's wife, and she proceeds to get deep dick.
She fucks a private eye
in a foreign country to them.
Yeah,
that's like a international scandal.
That is,
but that's just like fine.
But it's totally fine in this universe.
It's fine because the next day she just vanished.
No, it's fine because she does, they don't fucking care about the
she
princess.
And McLeod, our CIA man, just both vanished.
They're
from
just
the movie
gone.
And then the director's like, okay, let's get to the plot.
Yep. 40 minutes later.
Half of that plot is going to be the same plot as before, but it's fine.
It's going to be the same plot, but slightly different.
But they make a slight reference that they in the beginning that they possibly planned on kidnapping the African woman and having her held for ransom, maybe, with the other woman, too?
I don't know.
What?
Ah, fuck.
My brain hurts.
Mine, too. Just go watch this to make fun of it, please. It's... I would suggest friends because I wouldn't watch this alone.
Oh, fuck no.
I would never watch this alone because it's hard to make fun of movies by yourself.
Dude, if you watch this alone, you would turn this off in the first, like, 5 seconds.
Yeah.
Literally, the first actual shot of the movie that shows up.
I would turn it off.
You would be like, this, no.
But if you have friends and beer, it helps. So, we watch it on Prime. There is also a cut on YouTube. I don't know if it's good.
Doubt.
But go watch it on Prime if you have it, because it's a little bit better.
Please. You have to see this.
Shitty to Pretty.
Oh, boy.
This is a hard one.
Oh, God.
It's low. It's going to be low, but I don't know if I would rate it like a 1.
Mm.
Not even a 2, really. I would say, okay, mine is going to be a 3. Just for sheer fucking entertainment value. Like, I'm sorry, 3 is where I'm going. What are you going to do? You can do like a 2 or a 1, but like...
10. No.
Fuck it! Pretty! This is my best of the best for 77. It's fucking great.
I wasn't going to, but those fucking moo-moos...
oh man, they're sexy as fuck.
They got my dick good, and for that I have to know. I don't fucking know, dude.
3.
Yeah. I was going to give it a 4, but...
I think 3 is a good...
It's a little early. I'm going to say 3.
3 is a good, like, just happy medium.
I say 3 just because as much as I got a lot of joy out of this movie, this is one of the most...
Oh, it's garbage.
...fucking inept things.
Don't mistake our, like, joy for this movie as, like, praising it, because we're not. It's not. Fucking trash pile.
It's fucking bad.
It is a dumpster fire of a movie.
But, boy.
But, like, it is... That's what makes it entertaining.
Our guy, Harlem, just has the best side chick in the world.
And the fucking dad is the best.
Just fucking mid-watching your daughter... kissing this private eye you hired. Tracy! Just fucking beautiful. Beautiful.
Dude, best.
Yeah.
So, 3. Solid 3.
Solid.
So, it is May, which means we have a live stream, but I don't know when it's going to be, so I'm not going to go into that yet.
Eventually.
It'll be sometime this month. Just look out for it. We'll let you know when it is. Probably towards the end of the month, to be honest, because that's when our sanity regains, so we can lose it again.
We kind of have to.
Playing those fucking games.
We kind of have to do that at this point.
Thanks to whoever watched the live stream or continues to watch it. I know they're kind of long, so you can just jump through it, but there are some funny moments. I've been watching through a little bit, and there's some hilarious moments. Like, especially when we played Cucumber Blues.
Are you shilling our podcast? Our live stream?
Yes.
You fucking whore.
I don't care.
You fucking slut.
Dude, this is...
We have a live stream?
Yes. Did you know that they mostly come in at night? Does the podcast live stream every single
they
month?
They mostly come out at night, registered trademark. Live stream?
Yes.
I did not know.
Where we play shit games?
Every month?
But guess what?
And you can watch it on YouTube, registered trademark.
Did you know
free?
Did you know that if you subscribe and hit the bell, you can get notified when we go live on YouTube registered trademark?
Whoa, dude.
I know. And if you like the page, we get more notoriety.
Yeah, because you care about our notoriety, baby.
I do.
I know you do.
I know our fans do. Come on. Don't lie.
You fucking want this.
You fucking want us to succeed.
You want this shit.
Tell your friends about it. They must come in at night, registered trademark.
About the registered trademark live stream every month on YouTube, registered trademark.
You'll find a picture of a microphone with 2 beers, registered trademark. If they mostly come out at night.
With Will and Alex, registered trademark.
But
every
yeah.
month. Hit that bell.
All right, I think we're losing our sanity slowly after watching this movie. Okay. So I'm just going to end it here.
I'm never going to watch another movie again.
For They Mostly Come Out at Night, this has been Will.
This has been Alex.
And we will talk to you all later.
Oh, God.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, bye.
Gaffer.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Turn it off, Will. Turn it off.